For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A congressman has been indicted for insider trading.
Today, we announce criminal charges against Christopher Collins, a United States congressman.
The New York Republican Chris Collins, his son, and the father of his son's fiancée has been indicted on charges of trading on news that no one else knew. United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeffrey Berman.
These charges are a reminder that this is a nation of laws and that everybody stands equal before the bar of justice.
The congressman was one of the first lawmakers to announce his support for presidential candidate Donald Trump. He is also now charged with lying to the FBI. In a statement, his attorney pointed out Collins himself is not accused of trading any stock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
In California, police arrested a man accused of setting the holy fire south of Los Angeles. Meanwhile, more than 4,000 firefighters continue to battle the Mendocino Complex fire. The threat to homes is frightening residents. The fire has already destroyed 75 homes, and more than 10,000 structures are still threatened. Officials now say they don't expect to have this fire fully contained until September. 11 hungry children found at a compound in New Mexico were being trained to be school shooters. Court documents say Siraj Wahaj was teaching the children how to shoot and use different kinds of weapons at the compound located near the borders of New Mexico and Colorado. Authorities raided that compound last week and found 11 emaciated children there. They later also found the remains of a young boy suspected to be the man's son, although the identity of the remains are not yet known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Clinton is now a million-selling novelist. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The book The President is Missing, a thriller co-written with James Patterson, has more than a million sales in North America alone. The book's co-publishers, Alfred A. Knopf and Little Brown & Company, announcing those figures for the novel that was released on June 4th, topping bestseller lists for weeks. Reviews were mixed, but a Barnes & Noble fiction buyer says in a statement that The President is Missing has benefited from very strong word of mouth. The book's subject has also proved timely, a potentially devastating cyber attack, which intelligence experts have called a leading concern for real these days. Clinton, whose previous books include the memoir My Life, is now the rare author to have million sellers in both fiction and nonfiction. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The 10 millionth Ford Mustang has rolled off the automaker's Flat Rock assembly plant in Michigan. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Jim Farley, the executive vice president of Ford, says this is a great time for the Blue Oval.
Mustang is so special for the company, 10 million. It's a best-selling sports car in the world now. We started exporting just a few years ago, and we've exported from Michigan about 500,000 units now, so it's a big day for Ford, 10 million.
We're hearing the car will be used as a promotional vehicle at Ford dealerships across the country, and then quite possibly could end up on the auction block. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.